Get ready for a week-long celebration of music, community, and fabulous fun with Joy Radiothon 2024. Joy has the largest collection of rainbow podcast content in the world, and you can help keep us out loud and proud by donating during Joy Radiothon 2024. Just go to joy.org.au/radiothon. Mark it in your calendars because Joy Radiothon returns June 1st to 7th. And remember, we all flourish with joy.
Are you mad?
You're about to launch into a Mad Wednesday podcast
from Joy 94.9.
You're on Mad Wednesday with Michael and Dean.
Yeah, we've got a guest in, haven't we?
We do, we have.
We have Eliza.
I don't know what my Cockney accent's doing.
I don't know either.
No,
yeah.
All right. Get out my pub.
You know what it is we're excited. We always get excited when we've got guests.
We do.
And we're trying to live the spirit, you know, and behave. These gentlemen are in a production that's opening next year. It's not long away now.
Next year, is it?
And we'll welcome them with just saying their names. It's the easiest way. It's Ben and Michael. Welcome, welcome.
Welcome.
Bless you.
Love to be here.
Thank you.
Now, this is a show called A New Brain.
A lot of people want that for the new year, don't they?
Oh, I want it.
Yeah. Well, because New Year's Eve, you inevitably drown your brain a bit, don't you?
Yeah,
you know,
definitely.
Up Christmas,
in
New
alcohol.
Year. Yeah, and everything, you know, for all that food and everything. But what we want to do is I want to know what A New Brain is all about.
Well,
and you're directing it,
yeah,
aren't you, Ben?
Yeah, I am. I'm lucky enough to be directing it.
Right.
I'm enjoying immensely. Yeah, New Brain is, it's a bit of a love story, a bit of a gay love story. It's about a guy, Gordon, who's a songwriter. It's loosely biographical based on the life of the guy who wrote it, William Finn. And he's turned his back on his wonderful partner, Roger, and his love for songwriting a little bit at the top of the show. And it's only a chance medical emergency that really gets him back on track. He realizes when he's in hospital what he's missing out on.
Thank goodness for brain aneurysms.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yes.
Is it like it's like a dying sort of, you know, realization?
It is. He doesn't end up dying. Oh, spoiler alert.
Oh,
okay. Sorry.
Oh, no, that's cool.
Well, that's good to know.
He doesn't end up dying, but it has these, you know, fabulous hallucinations along the way, which we're enjoying putting together.
Yeah.
So you're having a lot of fun with that. My question is, who's playing the aneurysm?
Michael, actually.
I'll do a, yes, a dream ballet.
That's quite a good drag name. Aneurysm.
Oh, my God, it is true. Aneurysm.
Michael, what is your role in this?
I play Richard, the nice nurse, who is socially awkward and inappropriate. Yes.
What a good role to play.
Well, my first song is called...
your role.
Oh, no, I won't say. Well, no, the first song is called Poor, Unsuccessful and Fat. And I get to do some nice...
It could be any one of us. Get out, Ben.
Well, when we take it on the road, then you can take over.
Lovely.
Yeah.
What is the music like? I mean, you know, give us a little bit. I mean, that's a great... Obviously, there's obviously comedic moments throughout this because you're imagining, you know, brain aneurysms. It's not overly hilarious, is it?
No. William Finn makes it hilarious.
Right. Can you give us a little bit about William Finn?
Oh, well, William Finn's, a fairly well-known music theatre writer. He's still alive, which is great. And he wrote it with James Lapine. So William Finn also wrote Spelling Bee, which is another show.
Which I really like as well.
Falsettos, which is a great show. And he wrote it with Lapine, who wrote Into the Woods and other things with Sondheim.
Okay, yeah. This is definitely what you consider to be a slightly lesser known than one, isn't it?
A lesser known one.
Which is great for you guys because you get to put more of his stamp on it, I would imagine.
But enormously popular still because it is a little bit biographical and very close to his heart. So
yeah, it's very melodic and it's really accessible music, but then he goes off on these tangents. So it's really good for music theatre fans and people who hate musicals and think it's all about Oklahoma and farmers who suddenly pick up a rake and sing. It's not like that.
Like Spelling Bee is exactly that. It is so not musical in the sense of what you just said. You know?
And you go off on little tangents all the time.
Yeah.
So this one has a whole number about where we've got the two boys tangoing while one's unconscious. We've got another one which is all about his...
You totally want to be the one in that number. Just saying, I'm ready for rehearsal. I'll just be lying over here.
That's another of your roles.
We also have a demented frog.
Another of your roles.
You are getting...
one one-man show.
You missed the casting
Am
for
I
this.
Am I the old brain or the new?
Didn't you hear
how
about
many
the
are in there? How many are in it altogether?
Ten.
Yeah,
ten. Would you believe?
Well, oh, it's quite a big production, then, really, isn't it?
Yeah, you know? And it's good because we're creating it from scratch. We're not doing a Broadway production that's being recreated. It's a known script and a known score, but we get to put our stamp on it, and like Ben's visions, quite unique. So it's great, and we've got our Australian or Melbourne design team as well.
In what way unique?
Because William Finn, all his musical numbers are very eclectic. He'll write in one style, then write in another style, and nothing's really the same all the way through. We've really taken that opportunity to stage in lots of different theatrical styles.
Yeah, great.
So we're doing using puppets, we're using blacklight theatre, physical theatre, lots of different styles.
What's the craziest style you're planning to do? We've got brain aneurysms, we've got lots of different styles. What's the craziest one you're most excited for?
I don't know.
I think it's the...
I love the puppet. I always love puppets.
You do. He does love a really puppet. There's no puppetry of the penis, though. No. Not in this show.
We might put it in.
Oh, we could.
Could do that.
Yes.
Can
we say that at this hour?
Yes. Yeah,
surely.
Yes, absolutely. Anything you like.
What's a genital between friends?
There you go.
Ho, ho, ho.
It's all going on the 19th. It opens on the 19th of January. And, okay, does that mean you're sort of ready now-ish?
Yeah, well, we're already running the show, but we've got this wonderful period.
There's no one watching it.
There's no one watching it.
We do it for the art.
No, we're already running the show, so we're in a really good place because we've got 2 weeks of full-time rehearsal now to just really get it cracking for you guys.
And musically, Michael, is it difficult?
Is it
difficult?
Yes, it is. It's got some really intricate harmonies, which are fun and challenging for the actors to put together. We've got some very awkward... purposefully awkward choreography because everything's a little bit, off, because we go in and out of hallucination. So it's everything's a bit askew and a bit strange.
But he lives at the end, and that's the main
thing. He lives at the end and he goes off with his, he chooses to go off with his wonderful
partner. Oh, stop it. Don't spoil it.
My goodness.
Oh, I've spoiled it.
Except we've just changed the
ending. You don't need to come and see it. You've heard it all.
I mean,
But you know what? No one knows.
Most people would know about it anyway.
No one knows how it starts.
There you go.
So there you go.
Little bit of mystery.
Yeah. And we're really, our show's a little bit unique in terms of all the medical stuff in it because my partner's a doctor. So he's been putting together all of the resus stuff with us and making it really, really.
So it's very accurate.
Accurate and
like ER.
Intense. Yeah, like ER.
Actually, it's more accurate than ER.
Yeah. Well, no wonder you need these 2 weeks of rehearsals then.
Yeah.
Have you been stealing bedpans and things as well?
No, I couldn't possibly tell you that.
Do you mean full or empty?
Whatever we can get.
Yeah. Where is it? Camberwell Grammar School.
Yeah.
Now, that's an unusual venue, isn't it? What's the story with that?
So I'm part of a... I used to go there.
So you got it for free?
Yeah,
there you go.
For free.
There's a bloody good reason to do it, isn't it?
Yeah, we're setting up a really good relationship with the school. It's got an amazing infrastructure. So we can do professional theatre in a suburban sort of spot in Camberwell.
I mean, it's really not that suburban, is it? But I know what you mean. It's not that far,
but they've got a professional... they've essentially got a professional theatre.
I knew somebody else that was doing stuff there and raved about it because it is you've got all the top facilities there,
And the last thing we did, we've got a reasonably good track record because the last thing we did, we talked to the Lawler Theatre at MTC. So, we're really lucky because we get to brainstorm stuff there. We get to put it all together and take our time, which is a key, and then
it can
go somewhere.
Right. So there's no real bump in. You're already in there.
We're already in there.
That's lovely. Yeah. All right. Well, now, where do we get our tickets?
Anewbrain.com.au.
Oh, they could be
easier. We've got our own website.
Bought the company. That's it.
Click the buttons and off you go.
Do you think that'll be your new, you'll be in residence there from now on? Okay. Amberwell Grammar?
Oh, well, yeah, we do something there every year. So hopefully the next thing we do will be just as exciting as this.
Yeah.
And if you're stuck for Christmas gifts, there is a Christmas package available with champagne.
What's
it
called, Michael?
Well, there's the 2 turtle doves package, 2 tickets and champers.
Adorable.
And 4 calling birds for a group of 4. If you have maybe a thruple or more, I don't know.
You
get a free bottle of champagne with it.
You can do whatever you like with the champagne bottle.
Yep.
Right.
Yes.
Drink it.
Drink it. Exactly. Before the show, add to the hallucination.
A new brain. It opens on the 19th of January.
Wonderful.
Runs for 3 nights.
Yeah.
Anewbrain.com.au/tickets. Good on you. Amazing. Have a lovely Christmas.
Great.
What would we get? Your worst or your best or what you'd like? Any one of them will do.
Remember? Oh, my worst was from my mum. She gave me some ankle weights and a pedometer.
Oh,
yeah. Really? I think it was nice. It was from one of those crazy Clark stores or something, like one of those, you know, discount warehouse stores. And so there's a little booklet on how to slim.
So thanks, you walk Mom. Along with the weights on and hoping the arm
helps.
And my worst was from my auntie. I hope she's not listening. It was like this little elephant snuff box. So I don't really know. I didn't know what to do with it, so I threw it out.
Well, don't worry. We'll make sure she gets a copy auntie. Of the podcast.
Okay, great. Thanks.
Wow.
Her name's Beverly.
What about some best?
Tickets to a show. I got tickets to a show once.
That is always a good one, yeah.
To Cirque du Soleil. I love them.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, can't go wrong.
Dinner vouchers. Restaurant voucher.
Yeah. That's why you need those weights. What are you doing with them? I'll have them. We're going to need some
It's all for the character.
Weights.
It's all for the character.
And mine, yeah. I don't know what show I'm doing. That's the problem. All right, thanks again.
Thank you, Michael.
Lovely Christmas.
Cheers, thanks, folks.
You're on tour.
You've been listening to another Mad Wednesday podcast. Driving you home every Wednesday afternoon from 4.
Joy 94.9.
This podcast was produced by Joy Media. You can support Joy's diverse sound and diverse community this June by donating to Joy Radiothon 2024. Go to joy.org.au/radiothon. And remember, we all flourish with joy.